You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
All right.
Whoa, buddy.
This is it.
Oh, man. This is it.
We are back. Couldn't be happier either.
Feels good. Yeah, man. I'm sure we were this excited last year, but we have real reason to be excited this year.
Talking Raptors back on Raptors Republic. We're kicking off season 6. Good to be back.
Feels good.
Barry
season
Taylor.
6 in the 6.
Oh, God. It's
oh,
all,
Lord.
It's all coming together. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson on Raptors Republic. Shout out to those guys. Got to hang out with Zarrar, Will, Sam, Blake, now at The Athletic. Congrats to you,
Shout
Blake.
Shout out to Blake.
Had a little preseason party with them. A lot of fun, as always. RaptorsRepublic.com. Drake.
Shout out to Chocolate Edibles.
It's time for the shout outs.
We did. That's right. We did have those then.
We did. And also, shout out to those being legal soon.
Same day as opening night.
You better believe it. It's going to be a
hot
day in Toronto.
October 17th is going down in fucking history. The greatest day to ever hit this city.
Kawhi's coming out with a blunt. It's going to be fire.
6 from a 6.
Drake, here's your royalty money. We'll talk to him in a little bit.
Wait, we got
talk about him in a little bit because. Woof.
Drake's having a hell of an off season himself.
Lots going on.
Thing one.
Your 2018 and 19 Toronto Raptor GoDaddy person, guy, whatever, CJ Miles.
CJ Miles.
Here's my question. Do you really think there's a GoDaddy curse? Because there for sure was for Norm Macdonald.
Him too, probably. Yeah. Norm had a rough off season as well.
Yeah, Norman Powell clearly, you know, was feeling the wrath of GoDaddy. But when JV had it, he just didn't get played. But when he did play, he played well.
He played good, yeah.
You know?
Itty-bitty ballers. I think it's the product. Norm's song was trash.
Right.
The little figures. Buddy, I don't mind those little figurines. I'd have one in my house.
Makes sense to me.
Pick that up at a Umbra or a Struck Tube.
Do you think the GoDaddy campaign will affect CJ Miles negatively?
It depends on the product. We don't know what the product
It's just the product.
Because like the only hint that we have was time for sleep. Time for Z's.
That's what it says on the Instagram post.
Right. So are any guesses as to what CJ Miles is hawking?
Pillows?
I was thinking blindfolds.
Ooh. Maybe a nightcap?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm thinking like, you know those like, yeah, those like what you put on a plane when you sleep, the eye mask?
Yeah, like my girlfriend sleeps with one.
There you go. Keep the light out.
Yep. That's pretty good. Sleeping mask. I can see CJ Miles in a nightcap for some reason.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why.
100%. And like a onesie.
Yeah. Maybe it's onesies.
If it's onesies, I'm all on board. I'm buying one.
I'd get one as well. We'll find out. It's launching on the 17th.
Yep, the curse will be in effect right away. So
season tip.
I think CJ's going to have a big year, man. I think he was mad at himself last year.
In the preseason, he looked good.
Yeah.
He was going inside a lot. Looks a little skinnier.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to be able to run.
We'll see. I mean, that's as anticipated as the beginning of the season is the GoDaddy season.
100%. GoDaddy, we can't wait to see what stupidness BMO is going to do. Can't wait till they force something down our throat.
Speaking of the music connection with GoDaddy, CJ Miles is apparently a really good rapper.
Oh, yeah. CJ Miles is a very good rapper. That's right. I forgot about that, Barry.
I think it was Damian Lillard talked about that on a podcast. So
we listened to his music last season. Didn't make it to my Spotify, but, well, you know, talent when I hear it.
That might have fucked it up, as if maybe CJ last year had the song, Norm came this year with something else.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are.
It's Norm stepping on CJ's shoes.
I'm going to go with nightcap. I think that's my bet.
Nightcap?
Is it going to be a nightcap? I like sleeping mask as well. Third place, I'll go maybe one of those neck pillows.
Neck pillows, huge.
Slippers?
Slippers is amazing. Yeah, because it's got to be sold on a website, right?
Right.
That's the whole idea behind it.
Nightlights?
Nightlights. You did have a... You've got a little one now, so maybe it's Nightlights. CJ Miles is hawking Nightlights.
Okay.
In TV timeouts, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. Light it up with CJ Miles. GoDaddy.com. Yeah.
That's great. That marketing just writes itself.
I think
we just did it. I'm gonna stick to Nightcap though. You're going with
I'm going with my mask. Yeah.
October 17th. Time will tell.
We'll see. Should we talk about Norm real quickly? And do you think he's gonna fit in this team in anywhere?
No.
Danny Green had a great like quote, and he was like, it's been a long time since I've been on a team that's been this deep.
Ooh.
And he said a lot of very good guys aren't gonna play a lot, and I immediately was like. At first, I was like, oh, he's talking about Norm. And I'm like, Norm is not very good, so I don't know if he's talking about him.
All of a sudden, in the background, you just hear the whatever problem song creeping.
No problems.
Can I get a thing, too?
As always, we're going to bring the important issues to the forefront.
The breaking.
On Talking Raptors. We go deep. We go places where other people don't want to go.
That's right.
Maybe they're scared. Whatever. But we're not.
No, we'll touch the hard button issues.
So here's where we're at for this year. Pizza's gone.
Is pizza gone?
I think so, because of this, no? Or is this as well?
No, it's got to be included.
Really?
Yeah, pizza's not going anywhere.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can take or leave the pizza.
Most times we do leave it. It's not I don't think I've ever got the pizza after winning.
The Popeye's chicken fiasco was over.
Yep.
Who knows what happened? It came and went.
We know one person got those chicken tenders.
The chicken tenders sent us
a receipt. Proof of one, yeah.
This year, it's about the Golden Arches.
Mickey D's!
So, if the team hits 12 threes.
12 or more.
At home.
Yep.
You can go get a medium fry.
Yeah.
With your ticket.
Yeah. In a window the next day.
Okay.
Probably 15 minutes. You better get in, get those fries.
A medium fry from McDonald's for 12 made threes by the Raptors. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Now, when we read that at first, we're
100% prefer chicken.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if you're going to have the option, it's going to go to Popeyes all day. But when we first read that, we're like, oh, it seems like a lot. But last year, they averaged 11.8 threes a game. So McDonald's ain't fucking around.
No.
They took the over.
Put Danny Green in there. We're definitely hitting that.
If GoDaddy doesn't fuck up CJ, this McDonald's thing is a lock.
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors going on here.
A lot of medium fries going to be flying out the next day after Raptors games.
That's a really good move by McDonald's, though, because who would go and just buy a medium fry, right? Like, if I had that my ticket, I'd be like, oh, well, obviously, I'll just get, like, a couple cheeseburgers to eat as well. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least
a nice
cone, and you do that weird thing where you dip your fries in your cone.
I've never done that.
I've never done it. I've had it because it is delicious. I just can't bring myself to do it. It is very good. It tastes like a funnel cake.
Really?
I didn't believe it either.
Do you remember back in the day when you could get a cheeseburger dressed like a Big Mac and they didn't?
Didn't charge you?
Yeah, upcharge you?
I lived on that for a good 2 years of my life.
And they caught on, the fucks, but...
Yeah, they had a button.
Right.
That you just push, dress like a Mac, fly out of there.
As you said, not as good as the chicken tenders, but still pretty good.
I'm pretty sure McDonald's heard us talking about the bacon Big Mac, and they were like, we got to get in on this Raptor shit.
Holy shit, I kind of forgot about that. We are back, baby.
We are back.
We are back in full.
Can't wait for more stupid shit where we have to drive around the city looking at billboards. It's going to be great. Lots of good content coming for you guys this year.
The bacon Big Mac. And that must be gone by now, is it?
It's got to be gone.
Right?
That didn't catch on.
The reviews we were sent were, no one gave a shit.
No one cared.
I never even tried it myself.
No, I didn't get around to doing that, actually.
But you know what? This, of all things, might get me back to McDonald's, because why not?
Yeah. Hey, man, they're supporting the team.
You know what? Anytime they're going to incorporate some fast food with the Raptors... success. I'm on board.
Absolutely.
Would like Popeyes to come back, understand why they don't.
Well, they lied to us the whole time, so.
Yeah. Someone for sure got fired in that marketing 100%. department.
100%. Oh, yeah.
But a medium fries, not bad.
We'll take it.
It's better than pizza pizza.
Yeah.
Wow, but if you can still get the pizza.
You get a full meal.
That's your game right
get
there.
Get your medium fries, walk over, get your slice of pizza.
Wow. I wonder if you could do that. You know what? Only one way to find out.
We're going to some games. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll do the research. Again, a little foreshadowing. We're bringing the heat this season. Season 6 for us. We'll do that extra investigative journalism.
We're both going a bunch of times this year. And so we're going to review every food item.
Absolutely.
At the ACC. I think that's our goal.
Done. And we'll absolutely go for the slice and fries. Huh.
Yeah, day after.
Okay.
I'm going to get a Smirnoff Ice at a ball game.
Oh, God. They still serve those?
Yeah. I saw it last time. I was like, well, who the hell drinks this and watches basketball? But people do. And I want to give it a shot.
Have you ever been iced before?
Oh, my friends don't do that shit.
I was at a conference once when they were doing that and just wanted to kill myself. I was like, this is my life right now.
The only time I've ever seen that was not a thing in Scarborough where you get nice. that shit did not happen to me and my friends.
Yeah,
that was you better share that goddamn liquor. And it would never be Smirnoff Ice.
That's fair.
You get ice with a bottle of Hennessy. You better share that. But I was at a wedding, and this very prim proper British dude who's had been drinking since the morning got ice with one of like the big ass Texas Mickey ones, like this.
Oh, yeah.
He honestly was gone for 4 minutes, slammed it, came back, and he was perfectly fine.
Ugh. When I was in college, me and the boys used to like to funnel quite a bit. You
there
know?
It is. Yeah, that's like, another thing I didn't get into.
Oh, buddy, we we enjoyed the funnels.
There it is.
And then one night we funneled coolers, similar to Smirnoff Ice, but not Smirnoff Ice.
Revs. I'm big on the coolers, buddy. I know
apparently.
About the coolers.
Jesus Christ. It was one of those, but so it was like funneling a Smirnoff Ice. Terrible, terrible move because the carbonation just.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts, right?
Yeah.
And then you just.
And that shit goes right to your bloodstream, too. Speaking of liquor, I had mead yesterday for the first time in my life.
What's that?
I don't know. I thought that's what like kings drank in like the back in the day, a cup of mead. But it's like apparently it's the oldest like beer ever like on earth.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 7%. It was awful, but 7%.
Where'd
throw
you
that
find
in
that?
Your funnel, buddy. I have a nice evening.
Some it's called mead?
Mead, yeah.
Oh. Where'd you find that?
Just at the LCBO.
Oh, okay. Oh, you bought it on your own?
No, my girlfriend bought it by accident.
Oh.
She thought it was like a Radler or something.
Big fan of Radlers.
Huge fan.
Yeah. But,
and this one was 7%. I'm like, this is like the best of both worlds.
Mead.
Mead.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're like a king. Cup of mead.
I think after the...
And gout.
We grab a slice, a fry, and a mead. You know?
And a mead.
That's the Talking Raptors combo right there.
Funnel down your mead after you get your fries and your pizza in you.
Throw on your CJ Miles nightcap, call it a fucking day.
Sleep in the park right there. Good night. Weed's legal? Fucking throw some joints down the funnel.
A thing? Three.
What an off-season for our global ambassador.
Good God.
Lots went down for that man. I got two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Off the top here. One, do you believe in the Drake curse?
No.
Because obviously he going out with Conor McGregor, that didn't go well.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in it?
No.
This is what I'm thinking. The posts I saw on social media were like, the Drake curse, and it was like...
If Drake showed up there with a Russian flag on his goddamn back, the internet was going to treat him good.
Right. So the references are Conor McGregor, University of Kentucky, Serena Williams, and then the Raptors. Here's my thing. I'm going to go, these things happen in three, curses happen in three, so that's going to be Serena, Kentucky, Conor McGregor. Done. Curse over. Raptors are fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a curse at all.
Well, I'm just saying if there is, we're clear.
Drake is still the golden boy. Happy to have him on board.
Yeah, okay. Well, to that then.
It's gonna be. Did you see Kawhi Leonard put his album number one?
He did put his album
number
one.
And also the most hilarious thing was he put Pusha T number two. Well, and I'm like, well, you definitely wanted Pusha T first, and you couldn't because you came to the city, which that was great.
Other question about the global ambassador. Do you think he had relations with Kim K?
No, I don't think he did.
No?
No. No, that rumor's going.
Oh, it's been going strong for a bit.
Yeah. After Kanye went to the White House, Snoop Dogg had some words.
Oh, yeah?
It was like he found out. He's like, oh, Kiki's about, oh, that dude fucked your bitch. That's why you crazy.
But you were saying he, I didn't see this, but he was talking on the
LeBron, on the shop.
On LeBron James thing?
Yeah.
And what was
He's just basically saying Kanye is a goddamn weasel.
Right.
And
I think we can all agree on that.
And betrayed him.
What the fuck happened to Kanye West?
Listen, man, I don't know, but I've defended Kanye. I'm one of the biggest Kanye West fans ever. Always have been.
Still?
Like I said, man, I'm a big fan of Kanye's music. If this dude is not, like, I'll listen to Kanye West if there's 808s behind it. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit what you have to say about anything else. Put it in your music.
Right.
I always said that, man. I'm like, you guys are musicians. Shut up and release a song or put it in your music. It's the only time I'm going to take you seriously or listen to you. And you're a musical genius. You're not a fucking, like, regular genius.
Yeah, no.
You're a musical genius. Do things within music.
I have not been a fan of the guy since the get-go. And then some of his music started to grow on me because he does have some pretty...
Also, it's been 6 years that I've been forcing Kanye West down your fucking head.
Yeah, and I have this burn in my memory the first time my friend showed me the when his mouth was wired shut. And I was like, fuck this guy. I don't like this guy. But he did put out some bangers, but he is insane.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, he says he's off his medications. And everyone's
get back
like,
on him, buddy.
You gotta get that's,
get back on him.
They're for to help you.
That's what you need him for.
Yeah.
Did you see in his lunch with President Trump? His passcode zero.
Yeah. Listen, he's just like us.
This man doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Dude, a few years ago, Kanye didn't have a phone. I want him to go back to when he didn't have a phone.
I think all in all, Kanye becoming the disaster that he has only favored the global ambassador, which is only improving our basketball team.
Absolutely.
So it's just another win.
Yeah. You know who Kanye West represents? The Chicago Bulls. So thank God.
Take two, thing four.
As much as I'm excited because we've got one of the top five players in the league on our team, we've got an offensive-minded coach.
Here we go.
That is going to call. He's going to call some plays. All right?
Yeah. This is what I want to talk to you about.
This is a whole new world. We're going to have play calling.
Here's the thing, Barry. Before you get into it, I agree. I don't know if I agree with you.
Kawhi Leonard called him, I believe it was a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
I want
to
say.
Here's the thing where you're very excited to have plays called and stuff.
Can't wait.
One of Nick Nurse's main things he said this offseason is he simplified it and they only have 10 plays.
That's fine. There's 10. It's 10 more
and
than
that made me
year.
Laugh very hard. Listen. It got cut down from over 100 plays.
No chance.
Last year to now just 10.
That's, you know what?
So that's why I'm like, how come you're so pumped to see all these plays that he just burnt or he FedExed to Detroit?
I think I
with
missed
the Rock.
I missed 99 of the 100 plays that ran last year then.
Yeah, it's probably because DeMar DeRozan fucking just held the ball instead. They ran the plays, but DeMar dribbled and
okay, well,
jacked a shot.
That's fine that it's 10 plays. That's great. Whatever he wants to do, I'm on board with. But also, he's going to be playing Valanciunas, which is just going to make me even happier.
We'll see. You think he will?
I think he will. At this
Speaking
point.
Speaking of Jonas like lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, skinny JV.
That's going to be good. I think the most important thing about Nick Nurse is he's cool with Kawhi and Kyle. He is definitely not cool with Dwayne Casey.
So what was this you're saying? You read this or heard Dwayne Casey?
Dwayne Casey gave an interview. I can't remember, Globe and Mail or something. I don't know where he was in.
Oh.
And they just asked him about, you know, how's it going, buddy, in Detroit or whatever. rough. Yeah. And he was just basically like, him and Nick Nurse do not like each other.
I'm okay with that.
That was like blatantly clear that Casey feels like, dude, I brought you here. Right. You didn't even have an interview with anyone else. Are you crazy? It's like you weren't qualified for the fucking job I gave you. You came in, threw me under the bus about how you had all the ideas.
I get
that. And then I get fucking blamed, booted, and then you get my job. And he was like, okay, homie, that's how you're going to play it.
I get that.
And
I see what
he's like, super classy Dwayne Casey after.
He is. It's true.
You know?
This is what I would bet as just, you know.
And he also was not happy with Masai.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know, man. He's like, I like to think, you know, I was a part of building that, like, kind of winning culture. And if you think that I'm the problem, that we can't get to the finals, then so be it, man. We'll see.
I think that.
And he was very happy. He's like, they gave me, you know, an extended deal in Detroit. I feel good. In Toronto, he never bought a house in Toronto.
I know.
Because he's always on 1 or 2 year. He said he always felt like he was on a short lease.
I don't know, man.
And I don't give a shit. Buy a fucking house. I'm not here to feel bad about.
Has anyone ever said buying property in Toronto is a bad idea?
No.
Never a bad idea. You're making millions of dollars.
Yeah. But you got kids and stuff. I know. It's weird when, like, listen, man. You're a millionaire.
What are you going to rent? You rented here?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Dwayne Casey and his family's in a bachelor in Liberty Village. They won't sign me to it.
We don't have parking.
Give me 3 years here. I fucking know what I'm doing.
Thank God for the green PF.
Sleeping in bunk beds in the living room, for God's sakes.
I would bet Dwayne Casey is a better person
than coach. I agree with that.
Than Nick Nurse. And Nick Nurse is a better coach than Dwayne Casey. Like, I would want to be hanging out with Dwayne Casey, yeah. But I would want Nick Nurse to coach.
But you know what I mean? Like, if we're not even going to get to see, like, for real.
Buddy.
Because I'm like, listen, look at your options. Would you rather pass the ball to DeMar DeRozan or would you rather pass the ball to Kawhi Leonard? You're going to look better with Kawhi Leonard every right. single time, no matter what you do.
But there were the moments, like in the, like there were.
I mean, game 3, getting cussed out by the goddamn GM.
Yeah, the president came down and was like, what the sweet fuck are you doing?
We definitely should have won game 1 and game 3 of that series.
Yeah.
And it was a lot on Dwayne Casey, I will give you that. Game 3, a lot was on DeMar DeRozan. But yeah. Guess what, Barry? None of these problems are in Toronto anymore.
They're gone.
So thank God.
I'm cool that if Nick Nurse is an asshole, like, let him be an asshole. I also like that Nick Nurse, like, really doesn't have room for excuses. Because yeah. They'd be like, yo, buddy, you've been here. Like, you know what this shit is.
Yeah.
So we upgraded your talent. If you can't make this work, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I like that. Buddy, we're going to be eating a lot of fries.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. What's that? Thing 5.
Put it out on Twitter that we're doing the podcast. Got some nice reaction.
Well, we got some good questions.
Shout out to the people that hit us up. Tank Nation for the raps. Find out what Mafuzzy means. Do we know?
Mafuzzy. No, Mafuzzy? We don't really know. We know it's from like an African song that Serge likes.
Okay.
But we don't like. We tried to get the bottom of it. No idea, man. There's like a... Someone's got to know.
We're going to find out. Someone's going to find out this season.
But I'm pretty sure it's Mafuzzy.
Mafuzzy.
Yeah. I think I heard Will Lou say that. Shout out to Will, by the way.
Oh, nice. Nate at NateXPoodle. Will y'all be back regularly now that the season started? Yeah, we're back regularly.
Oh, we're back, man.
It's weekly, motherfuckers.
The Raptors back? Then we're back, goddammit.
You better believe it. This season, we're not going anywhere.
No.
We'll probably be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sean Conrad, is CJ Miles going to get the GoDaddy curse? We talked about that.
We went over that. No. No curses, man. What's going on here with everyone's talking about curses. Drake's fine. CJ's fine.
We're good.
The problem was Norm, guys.
Zan the Man.
Shout out to Zan the Man. What a great.
Rate Serge Ibaka's culinary skills on a scale of 1 to 10.
Listen, you want to talk about a GoDaddy curse. This might be a goddamn... This guy was on breakfast television feeding goddamn crickets to Dina on there.
You know, dude, you know what it feels like? Is when Patrick Patterson started going all crazy and focusing so much on his social media and like, and all his shit. And now it's like Ibaka has this whole other life where he's like, buddy, did you see what was the one preseason game where he, as soon as he came in, he went to inbound the ball, like under the basket, just after the other team scored, stepped on the line, they called him. Then he went down and, like, I think it was he straight just walked with it, like literally just walked around the basketball, they called him. And then he had a wide open dunk and fucking clanked it off the rim. Good. I was like, buddy, put down the culinary shit for a little bit.
Leave the crickets alone, bro.
Get back in the gym.
Yeah.
Get back in the gym.
I hope everyone on this team realizes what could possibly happen if you don't fucking make crickets and you get in the gym. You know what I mean? Like, put it all together this year. JV looks good. That's okay, man. JV's just going to take his minutes. We're fine.
That's what I was thinking, too, is because even as you're talking about that Danny Green quote where he's like, yeah, too many players, like, not enough time. Serge Ibaka could get fucked. And that's the other thing. I don't think Nick Nurse gives a fuck about Serge Ibaka.
No, not at all. He doesn't give a shit. No.
Just another reason to love the Nurse, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, rating his culinary skills on 1 to 10?
I've only seen a couple episodes. It didn't really look like he cooked very
much. I've only watched clips. I haven't watched a full episode.
Like for DeMar, he just put like crickets, oil, and salt, and then cooked them. Anyone can do that.
Yeah.
Did he have to get the crickets himself?
Well, I don't know.
Like this guy's in a field at nighttime collecting crickets, and that's a whole other...
It's on the side of the DVP.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate like you a lot more.
Net? You're like, oh.
I'm sure you didn't.
Wow.
Just went to a pet store and bought them, and...
I'll give him a 5. Neutral.
Yeah. Okay, 5.
You know?
But also, I don't think he ever cooks. Like, he's just cooking for the show. There's no way he's at home preparing a bowl of crickets for himself.
If he wants crickets,
he's got a chef.
Yeah, he has, like, and he has a private African chef from a spot that he found.
With Bismack,
Yeah.
Yeah, so I rate his cooking skills fucking
We've
3.
We've seen the open gym, Serge.
Yeah,
all right?
We know your secrets, bro.
Come on, buddy.
Speaking of open gym, how much are we going to get to see? Like, how are we going to get to see Kawhi's personality?
Whoa, that's a really good question.
Like, because even OG's personality, he doesn't say shit, but you could still kind of get a feel for that kid last year on open gym.
Yeah, that's
Open
great.
Gym does such a good job of that, where you're like, it's never too much, but it's like, oh man, you're like a dude, you know?
Yeah, shout out to Jeff Landico.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff and Open Gym, man.
That's a really good question, actually. Who do you think is going to be more talkative, Kawhi or...
I think Kawhi is. Dude, even when you watch like pre-game and they look over the bench, he's talking to guys. Chatting with him.
He seems pretty content right now.
Looks like he's laughing. He looks like he's happy, man.
I like it.
He's had a fresh braid up every time I've seen him, so he cares still.
Jeffrey Soyboy. Will Masai retain the mitten, and how much money will it take?
Give him the max.
Hopefully. He's apparently kind of injured now.
He might miss the...
Might miss the opener. I think Masai can do goddamn anything. I think we're good.
Yeah. Do you want him? Yeah, we want him.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, do we ever talk about this? How Bruno is no longer in the league?
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, but should pour out some liquor for Brazilian KD.
Only a matter of time before he's back.
No, it's just what happens when you start tattooing tigers on your chest. It's not a...
That man is going to have some regrets.
You're on your way out, buddy.
Afrobeats Six Dog is his name.
Huge.
If Serge did a How Hungry Are You episode with former Raptors, which former Raptors would you like to see? That's a great question.
That's an awesome question. Six Dog.
That is an excellent question.
I want to see Serge Ibaka sit down, serve a goddamn plate of crickets to Charles Oakley and see what happens. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, Charles Oakley or Oliver Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Just get pistol whipped. I would say...
Well, Keon Clark pulled a gun on Serge Ibaka. Perfect. I just want a guy that would not laugh and smile like how DeMar did.
You know what? This is going to be my pick is the Red Rocket.
No, he's too polite, man. He'll like have a good time, have a nice conversation. I want literally Charles Oakley to be like, is this why you fucking can't play basketball anymore? Because you and this bullshit.
Sagasaurus Flex. Between Kawhi, Danny, and Greg Monroe, who can outdrink Nick Reynoldson?
That's amazing.
Well.
Depends on what we're drinking.
It does.
If we're drinking rum, I'm going with me, man.
I think you're good.
Yeah, anything else, Greg Monroe is gigantic. Greg Monroe's, size wins.
Danny Green looks like he goes to some parties, you know? He mentions that he comes up to Toronto a lot, so I bet that guy can put him back. I don't know if Kawhi Leonard could drink.
No, and it's weird. I feel like he drinks like Bush beer or something. You know what I mean? Like some weird...
Yeah. Old Milwaukee.
The red one, not even the blue one. The red old Milwaukee.
Speaking of which, RG, hey Nick, would you say Kawhi and Danny are a breath of fresh breath air?
I sure would. I sure would say that.
I think that is undeniable. Ravi, with the DeMar Kawhi trade, will the Raptors still have the stigma of being chokers in the playoffs? I'm gonna say no. I don't think they are.
I don't think they'll have that stigma because the guy that chokes is not on the team. So they're gonna look around and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Because it really was just DeMar, and Serge sucked, but I think that might be because Serge might suck at basketball now.
Could be.
But Kyle didn't, he didn't fucking embarrass me.
No, but the thing was, too, is like Lowry, at least when he was playing like garbage, he still tried. Like,
Played hard, man.
He didn't look scared.
Yeah.
DeRozan just looked terrified the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're good. Campbell Mack. Would the Raptors rather have Kawhi or Jimmy Butler, knowing they might have gotten Butler at a discount?
That's insane. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Who's a better player?
Would you want? There were, of course, the rumors that the Raptors were in the Jimmy Butler trade talks. I mean, obviously, you want Jimmy Butler, but would you want Jimmy Butler if you meant you had to give up OG, Siakam,
I actually don't think Jimmy Butler's that good, man. Like, I know he's good, but I don't think he's like, I don't know. I know he's good.
I don't think
he's that fucking good.
He's destroyed the Raptors a couple times.
For sure.
Single-handedly.
It's because fucking DeMar DeRozan to guard him. Obviously. Yeah. No one there.
Well, here we are again. Final question goes to Greg R. What are the chances we trade for Lillard or Kemba?
No chance. Why would we do that?
100%.
Zero chance.
I'm going to go the opposite way.
Oh, yeah. We're getting them? Yeah. Straight up, Kyle, for Dame Lillard. Kyle Lowry is friggin' awesome, man. Kyle Lowry is better than Kemba Walker. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I take Damian Lillard.
I don't know if Damian Lillard plays defense. I don't watch enough Blazers.
Portland Trail Blazers basketball. I'm just so happy with everything right now. But we don't gotta do shit.
I think you get those guys, your defense goes down.
Oh, friend of the podcast, James Keese.
Shout out to James.
Text this: for years, we had a defensive first coach with an offensive-oriented roster, talent-wise. Now we have an offensive coach with the most defensive talent we've ever had. Discuss. Man, when they get that...
I mean, but we still have all the same offensive weapons, if not more. Do you know what I mean?
We're just fucking awesome.
Like, he's just a better fucking team.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, anything DeMar can do on offense, Kawhi can do better. And he also gives you defense.
Yeah.
Then you added Danny Green.
Yep. That one
like
lineup
where
it was
better at offense and defense. The team just got better.
When it's DeLon Wright, Danny Green, Leonard, was it Ibaka and Anunoby?
Yeah.
You can stop anything.
It's insane.
We're going to stop.
You can guard everything.
Goddamn everything.
Now, a lot of people talking about thing six.
Predictions. How many wins do you think?
65 goddamn games.
65.
We're winning 65 games. Listen, we won 59 last year with DeMar DeRozan. We replaced DeMar DeRozan with Kawhi Leonard. That's got to be six games right there.
I like it.
LeBron's gone.
Yep.
Let's go. 65 games.
Goddamn it. You know what? I'm going to second it. I'm going to stick with you. 65 sounds good.
There it is. 65
wins. I like that
number a lot.
So that's good. Who wins MVP regular season?
LeBron James.
I'm going to go Giannis.
Ooh.
Only because I picked him first in my fantasy team draft and could use the points. But I think he can do it this year. I think he's going to take that next level.
Well, that's not good for us, but okay.
Well, no. My backup to that, for some reason, I'm going to say Kevin Durant. I don't know why. I just got a Kevin Durant feeling.
Yeah. I think it's LeBron's year. I think the league wants him to win this year, too.
Would be pretty sick if he won in...
And
Los
I think
Angeles.
He's going to do fucking damage in LA, so.
All right. Who's your backup?
My backup is Kawhi Leonard when we win the finals. There it is.
Who wins Eastern Conference?
Toronto Raptors.
65 wins. You better fucking hope we're winning Eastern Conference.
Yeah, good God.
Western Conference?
Boston rattles off 70 wins. Okay.
Who are you most worried about in the East?
Boston.
Right. Philadelphia at all?
Not really.
No. Milwaukee?
Okay. Not really. Just Boston. And I'm not even that worried about Boston because I think we can beat Boston.
I do too. Western Conference. Who wins?
Golden State.
I'm going to go Houston again. I think I picked Houston last year.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Actually, they have Melo now.
Yeah, they got Melo now. So.
Yeah, no, I got to take that
you
back.
You want to talk about GoDaddy curses.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I guess Golden State has to be.
Yeah, they're very good.
They have too
good.
Many. They have Boogie Cousins. They're 12th guy.
Boogie, yeah. So.
Who wins the title?
Toronto Raptors. Most improved player?
Most improved. Oh, do you got to pick?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Who's that?
He's on our Toronto Raptors.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Pascal Siakam, buddy. Whoa. Most improved.
Oh, I like that. Like that a lot.
I mean, everyone around the league has been talking about this kid. Like,
can't stop talking about
him. In summer league and, you know, all those, like, pickup games and shit.
Right. That's right.
So let's go, man.
Okay.
And I've been saying this kid is good. He's special. Could be special. Prove me right, Pascal.
Pascal Siakam, most improved player. I can't go against that.
No.
And defensive player of the year, I think also plays for your Toronto Raptors.
I also agree.
He's the Claw.
Greg Monroe.
The Moose.
Oh, six man. Who's taking that?
Six man.
I'm gonna give you this.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be wrong as shit. But Carmelo Anthony is gonna win six man of the year. He's gonna finally realize that
he has to come off the bench.
Yeah, and stop being a piece of shit and
right.
and hit your shots and that's it.
Okay. Oh, and finally, coach of the year.
Dwayne Casey. Your Detroit Pistons.
Do the Pistons win 40 games?
I don't care. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say they win 42 games. They're going to start pounding the rock is what
You're
the Detroit Pistons
right.
are going to do. And it's going to take a while.
Six from the six.
Before we get out of here, just got to bring this up because it happened. I guess it came out a couple times. I only saw it when it emerged the second time. The Kobe Bryant.
Here we go.
Ball fake.
Season six. How long has Kobe been out the league, guys? Barry keeps bringing him up.
Listen, the man is, we all know who he is.
One of the greatest basketball players this generation has ever seen.
I was thinking the other night, one of my goals this season might be to come up with 100 players I'd rather have over Kobe Bryant.
All right, well, sure.
So I don't think that'll take too long. But
no, you can name every basketball player you can think of, Barry, and you would rather have them.
But as
nothing
like,
to do with talent. It's just I don't like that guy.
So what it was the overhead camera came out.
Yeah, exposed. Exposed the fact that Kobe Bryant was not standing directly in front of Matt Barnes.
Which is awesome. And it kind of destroyed the whole legend of it, you know? When it came out, I couldn't have been happier. Because you see it, and he clearly, like, pump faked to the left.
Yeah, he's not anywhere near there.
Right. And then, you know, the internet blew up, and it was a great day. It was just a really nice day.
Everyone's heroes dying.
I believe you said it was worse than Colorado when I texted you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So it was just, all in all, I was having really, really, you know, a lot of fun.
Shattered.
Now, Matt Barnes said, as far as I know, that shit went right in his face and he didn't flinch. I thought it was a dead story. And then Kobe responded, talking to a writer, saying, you got to remember, I was swaying. He did it and I didn't balk. I was swaying.
You
was fucking
bitch. Swinging, man.
Swinging,
shut
dude. The
Get in the rhythm.
Once you saw that, the second, are you? What are
the
you
overhead thought? Camera?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, that's, damn it.
Yeah.
All
right.
Like, that's not cool at all anymore. Yeah, with some Milli Vanilli shit when you find out, these guys aren't even singing.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Really was.
Yeah. Oh, no. I definitely was upset about that for sure.
Off the top of my head, Michael Jordan, of course, is going ahead of Kobe. Mm-hmm. LeBron James, Allen Iverson, Dirk Nowitzki. I'd take over Kobe Bryant.
Still in the league, buddy.
There's three to get the ball rolling.
Perfect.
Three or four. Shaquille O'Neal.
You'd rather have Allen Iverson on your team than Kobe Bryant?
Over Kobe Bryant, yeah.
Okay.
Tim Duncan?
Okay. So it's literally has nothing to do with position that they play. It's literally
I'm starting a basketball team. I can pick a guy.
You got like five centers already, Barry. So
listen, we play big. We play big. No small ball in my league. Yeah, those are some guys. Each week, maybe I'll throw out five more
guys. I think
guys.
That's what we should do.
Okay.
Every week you should... You should have a list of three guys or three to five guys who you think you would rather on your team than Kobe Bryant in the history of the league.
Okay.
I think that's
we got to say it's those that we've seen play. Like you can't be like, hey, Elgin Baylor.
Yeah,
it's like,
in our like lifetime, like, we've seen play basketball.
Right.
Yes.
So I'll start. Obviously, Jordan, that's fine. That's a gimme. LeBron James, that's also a gimme.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson, I'll take. That's number three.
I don't know if that's a gimme, buddy.
Buddy. Tim Duncan.
I got five rings, man. Jesus Christ.
Is four. And Dirk Nowitzki. Those are my opening five. Five guys that take over Kobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, who's four?
Tim Duncan.
Okay, yeah.
Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, Allen Iverson.
You take Dirk over Kobe, eh?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There's two in your top five that I don't agree with right now at all.
Buddy.
But I don't think... there's nothing I can say that...
No.
You can be like prime Nick Nurse you would rather on your team.
Get ready. I'm dropping Tracy McGrady next week. All right.
Actually, Matt Barnes is actually on that list.
Squeaks in at 99. That's going to wrap it up. Jacked for the season.
It's going to be amazing, guys. Let's enjoy it.
Can't wait. Have fun.
Don't ask Kawhi any stupid questions if you're in the media. Let the man just chill.
Hey, man. Even worst case scenario, he doesn't get back next year. Let's enjoy this year. This is going to be a hell of a ride.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great. Hit us up on Twitter, @ Talking Raptors. Shout out to Raptors Republic. It's going to be a great season.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
Look forward to taking it in with the CJ Miles Nightcaps.
CJ Miles Nightcaps.
Let's go Raptors.